Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting of the Standards Committee on Monday, the 4th of March, 2024. Have you had any apologies?
Councillor Beaches, submitted her apologies.
Because it's our first meeting where we're all together, could we just go around the room and just introduce anybody? Helen, would you like to start?
My name is John Thiesel. I'm the Head of Legal and Regulatory and the Monitoring Officer.
I'm Louise Walker, Councillor for Burton and Eaton Wards, but also Chairman of the Standards Committee.
I'm Daniel Corkett, and I'm the Democratic Services Officer.
Russell Locke, Borough Councillor, Dove Ward.
Graham Goodall, Independent Person.
Sarah Rich's new independent person.
Thank you all, welcome. Any declarations of interest tonight? No? Thank you. Public minutes of the previous meeting on the 27th of November 2023. You've all received those, and I'm going to propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have the seconder? Councillor Locke, thank you. Now we'll go to vote. Now we'll go to vote for all those against. All those in favour of the minutes. Thank you. Lots of carried then. Thank you. The next part is to consider any urgent business brought forward. And I'm not aware there are any urgent business for this meeting tonight. No. Thank you. Part 5, the Monitoring Officer's Annual Report. I'd like to invite the Monitoring Officer to present his report.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, I apologise in advance, it's a bit of a long one, but I'd like to think that it's the information is all riveting and relevant. So the reason for the report, councillors and independent persons, is to provide an annual review of the discharge of the Monitoring Officer function and an outline of if there are any proposals for amendments. So in terms of background, you'll be aware, councillors, that the Monitoring Officer is a statutory appointment under Section 5 of the Local Government Housing Act 1989, and as the Head of Legal and Regulatory, I perform that role. And these duties are discharged in accordance with the law, relevant guidance, and the Council's constitution. You will see, councillors, that the report refers to the requirement under Section 5 to appoint a deputy monitoring officer. So, following the former deputy leaving the council, Mrs. Sherry Grant, I have appointed Mr. Glenn McCusker as the deputy monitoring officer. But I intend to appoint a second deputy monitoring officer as well, and that's going to be Mrs. Penelope James when she starts with the council on the 18th of March. Both Glenn and Penny have significant experience as deputies, so I'm quite hopeful they'll bring all that to bear in the future. In terms of our processes, we have arrangements in place for our code of conduct and complaints process to respond to any breaches of standards, and those arrangements are working satisfactorily at the moment. In terms of standards matters themselves, both myself and the council's independent persons have continued to give informal advice, and myself and Glenn undertake relevant inquiries into complaints regarding standards, and you'll be aware that this extends to our borough councillors but also our parish councillors. Interestingly, since the last annual report in March 2023, there have been four standards complaints received, so that's a fairly positive number. To give you a brief on them, one complaint was received from a local parish councillor, did not progress to consideration as it was withdrawn following resolution. A further parish council complaint has recently been received and is currently going through the standards process. That particular complaint was followed up by another complaint, but for the purpose of that global figure of four has been included as a separate complaint. And the final complaint was submitted by one of our borough councillors, but a decision issued by the deputy monitoring officer, Mr. Glenn McCusker, resolved that no further action was required. Separate to the above matters, there is one outstanding complaint at the moment, which I think most of you are aware of. It's a fairly long-standing matter, and that's primarily due to the number of witnesses involved and, just delay. Which has been delayed in terms of speaking to different councillors, to different witnesses. But I am expecting a report to be finalised soon. I know I've said that before, but I've got dates now as to why we're waiting until a particular time. So I think in conclusion, there, councillors, and by comparison to previous year's figures, I think which was 26 complaints that we totaled on in that previous year, we're looking at a positive decrease. We've got 4 standards complaints, and so people are aware of the code and the process. In terms of our code of conduct, the Localism Act requires the council and parish and town councils, for which it's responsible, to adopt a code for councillors, and I can confirm that all relevant councils have adopted a code. Moreover, all members of the Borough Council have completed their declaration of interest forms. Indeed, members are asked to update their declarations annually, even if no changes are required. But to confirm, no declarations are outstanding from all Borough Councillors. Now, in terms of parish and town councillors, we are currently waiting on declarations from members of Outwoods, Stapenhill and Yoxall. And as the monitoring officer, I formally writted to those parishes, and I'm requesting the outstanding declarations. So I appreciate it's not always as easy as getting every single council to sign off and return them to us, but I would have expected those declarations by now. Moving on to the constitution, you'll be aware, councillors, that arrangements have continued to review and monitor the operation of the document. A full review of the constitution took place in December 2022, and subsequent amendments have been made in July and December 2023. So the constitution is being monitored and maintained, and further changes that need to take place will of course be brought before full council before approved. Finally, councillors, I will mention the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2000, also known as RIPA in acronyms, and I'd highlight the information provided in the report. It relates to covert surveillance for which authorisation needs to be obtained, but in essence there's been no usage of RIPA at this local authority, so there's nothing to report essentially. But RIPA training has taken place, and that's been arranged for relevant officers, and that took place in November 2023. And we continue to do that to make sure that we're aware and we keep abreast of any changes in law and procedure. And we've also updated the council's RIPA policy in January 2024, even though we don't use it. We were inspected by the Investigatory Powers Commission Office, the IPCO. That took place in the summer of 2023. It was all positive feedback, and no concerns were raised following a desktop inspection. So the next inspection is due to take place in 2026. And so that concludes my report, councillors. It's simply for noting the report. Even when we go on to full council on the 18th of March, it's just to give members an overview and an update of where we are with standards matters. I'm conscious that I probably should have mentioned in the report, and I might tweak it with your blessing, that we've got Sarah with us now as an additional independent person. So I've referred to independent persons, but I've not mentioned Sarah in there. So I think I might do, if that's okay, Chair, with the committee. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Are there any questions from anybody? Councillor Locke.
I have one question in relation to the outstanding complaint that's been ongoing for some time. I was just wondering, I know it says in the statement under 6.7 that the reason it's been long-standing is because of the number of potential witnesses, but this is over a year now. Is this acceptable in your mind going forwards, or will you be looking to have shorter timescales on complaint resolution going forwards?
Thank you.
Absolutely not, Councillor Locke. I could have been more brutally honest in the report, but I'm not too sure it would have been appropriate. There has been delay between the parties along the way. Those involved haven't been as forthcoming as they should have been, and you know they have been urged on. And at the same time, there have been plenty of witnesses. You know, I can't underplay that anymore. There have been lots of witnesses, but at the same time, people involved could have been quicker to respond. There's no other way of putting it. So, no, that's not what we want to achieve going forward. I'd like to deal with things more expeditiously, but it's not the first time where an investigation has taken that long. Some of those matters which preceded my time here at Council Lock, they'd been knocking about for quite some time. So, but this one, I've got dates. I understand the reason for the delay. I've spoken to the parties and the external organisations involved, and we should be able to wrap that one up, I'd say, in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Any other questions from anybody? With section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public are excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Schreiber. We'll now go to the vote. All those for? Thank you. Do you get that done?